take our Bibles and turn to Song of Solomon chapter 3. Song of Solomon 3. I would like to consider verses 6, 7, and 8. Speak tonight if I have a subject or title, The Bride's Safety. This passage of Scripture is concerning the bride as she is being brought through, brought out, carried through this world. She is being carried along in the bed, the chariot of the Lord Jesus Christ, her husband. And in bringing honor to himself, he himself is giving her honor and speaking respectfully of her. And while he does that, he glorifies himself in that which he has made her to be. Who is this, verse 6 says, that cometh out of the wilderness? Now this line, that statement right there, is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. And I know it is, because turn over to verse 8, or chapter 8 and verse 5. He says again, and it is made more clear, chapter 8, verse 5, who is this that cometh up from the wilderness leaning upon her beloved? So he is speaking of the bride herself. Who is it? What he's doing is he's saying this. Look at her. Look upon her. That's an amazing statement to me. If anyone else was saying that but the Lord Jesus Christ, I would say, surely that can't be. Surely no one would say, look at the bride. Now I know that the general tenor of weddings today is such that the bride is the one that gets all the focus. But truly, between the Lord Jesus Christ and His bride, He is worthy of the honor. But in bringing honor to her, He brings honor to Himself. And that's where we behold. Because believers hear what He says and knows that it is only by the imputed righteousness of Christ that there's anything about her that has any beauty. We behold Him as He brings the bride safely and powerfully through the shadow of this life. He, by a word from His lips, brings honor to Himself and says, who is this that comes up out of the wilderness? He is ravished with her beauty and comeliness, because it is His righteousness that covers her, that makes her to be beautiful. Turn with me to Ezekiel 16. This is that passage of Scripture. You remember when the Lord says He walked by and He saw, the Scripture says, the baby. The day I passed by, Ezekiel 16, verse 6 says, I passed by thee, I saw thee polluted in thine own blood. I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood. And look over in verse 9 of that chapter. Look how he has taken and how he has treated the bride. He said, "Then washed I thee with water. Yea, throughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with broidered work, and shod thee with badger skin. And I girded thee with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk, and I decked thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thy hands, and a chain upon thy neck, and I put a jewel in thy forehead, and earrings in thy ears, and a beautiful crown upon thine head." Oh, how he has clothed and decked and anointed the bride and made her to be beautiful by himself, by the imputed righteousness of himself. He says back in Song of Solomon 3, "Who is this? He saw her not as she was in her nature, but what she was in himself by his grace. She cometh," the scripture says, "who is this that cometh out of the wilderness, like Israel that came out of Egypt?" That is to say, the wilderness of this world. We're truly strangers and pilgrims in this world, in a foreign land. John 17:14 says that we're hated by the world because we're not of the world. We're in it, but not of it. The world by nature does not love the Lord Jesus Christ that we know and love and preach. They say they do. They say they believe Him. But you preach a sovereign God and find out what man really believes. The bride coming through this world, Scripture says, like pillars of smoke. Smoke. I thought about that as I read that, and I thought, you know, we are. Number one, we're as smoke because of just a vapor. Like a vapor. Just here for a while and gone. Just some longer than others, I agree. 70, the Scripture says, about that much time. And if it's a little bit longer, it's but a few years. Life is passing, soon dissipating. But the Scripture says that this one that cometh out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke. That is, ascending upward. Smoke speaks of her heart, which is aflame with the affection for Him. She loves Him because He first loved her. She's like pillars of smoke. But the pillars of smoke here, the Scripture says, is perfumed with myrrh and frankincense and all the powders of the merchant. Who is this? It's like a pillar of smoke. Oh, she's here but a little while. And I know that as a pillar of smoke, I realize that, you ever been somewhere and it has a smoke, it's smoky, kind of irritating, you know, kind of a irritant. Doesn't smell too good. She's like a pillar of smoke, but she's perfumed with myrrh and frankincense by the high priest that ever liveth to intercede for her. Like a burnt offering, I can just imagine, here was the priest out there, and they take this burnt offering, kill this animal, that bullock killed before the Lord, and blood was sprinkled upon the altar, and the priest laid the parts, the head and the fat and the inwards and the legs, and all of it was burnt on the altar, and natural man would smell that and say, "You know, I don't like that smell. That doesn't smell. I don't like the smell of burnt flesh. Just irritating to me. I don't like that." The Lord said to him, "It's a sweet savor. Smelled of Christ. Who is this that comes out of the wilderness?" She's like a pillar of smoke, and to an unbeliever, there's a stench about her. I don't like what you believe. I don't like that God you preach. It's kind of an irritant to me. But the Scripture says right here, she's perfumed with myrrh and frankincense and all the powders of the merchant. The Lord Jesus Christ is the great merchant that traveled that great distance from the throne of glory and laid upon Himself the likeness, a body that was prepared for Him, a body that was likeness of sinful flesh. He was without sin. He came into this world, made Himself of no reputation, just a stem out of dry ground, root. Walked on this earth 33 years. Oh, the great merchant. This bride right here, one that comes out of the wilderness like a pillar of smoke. She smells of myrrh and frankincense, has a sweet savor to the Lord Jesus Christ. He beholds her, sees her. She's chosen from the foundation of the world, given to Him by His Father. He's everlastingly loved her, and she smells of myrrh and frankincense and the powders of the merchant. Now, that's that word right there, I looked it up, and it meant powders. I looked up the word powders. That's what it meant, powders. I found one place, though, that the key word on it was crushed. Powders. Crushed. That which loves and perfumes the bride is the Lord Jesus Christ, who Himself was crushed under the wrath of God Almighty, paid her debt, put away her guilt, paid for her what she couldn't pay for herself. Her guilt imputed to Him. Who is this that cometh out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke? It's irritating to everybody else, but oh, she's perfumed. Myrrh and frankincense and all of the powders, that which He Himself has provided by His suffering, by His death, by His obedience. One who is acquainted with grief. He hath borne our griefs, the Scripture said, and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted, wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. With His stripes we're healed. Who is this? I tell you who this is. She's like pillars of smoke that's perfumed with myrrh and frankincense and the powders, the crushings of the merchant. That's who this is. He who paid her debt, God who was manifest in the flesh. Verse 7 says, behold His bed. He said, look at her. Who is this coming out of? I'll tell you who she is. She's the one that's robed in His righteousness. That's who she is. She's the one that smells of His obedience because He charged it to her. That's who that is. Behold His bed, which is Solomon's. 70 valiant men are about it, of the valiant of Israel. Behold His bed, His chariot, His carriage. Behold how He brings her. Here we behold the rest of the bride. The rest from her labors. Here's what she rides in. She rides in Him who is her Sabbath. Behold, the Scripture says, His bed. How does He carry her? He carries her in Himself. His bed. Now you know there's a sense in which that word bed right there speaks of the church itself. I found in Psalm 132, verse 13 and 14, it says, for the Lord hath chosen Zion, the bride, the church. He hath desired it for His habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I've desired it. Behold her. The Lord Jesus Christ says, in whom I dwell. He lies all night, we looked at a few weeks ago, betwixt her breasts. That means within her heart. That's where He stays. But His bed, specifically, speaks here of His righteousness, His gospel, His everlasting covenant. This is His bed. Let me show you that. Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah 28, verse 16. Now man, before I read this, let me say this. Man, by nature, tries to provide himself a bed. Now when I said that this scripture right here speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ and His righteousness, His covenant, His gospel, Himself, I'll show you what I mean. Isaiah 28 and verse 16. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. Now, before I read any farther, what the Lord has said is this. There's coming a time when everything is going to be laid to the plummet. Plumb bob. Y'all, you guys at work, you grab a string and it's got a plumb bob on it, drop it, and I can tell you this, that's straight down. Whatever, this is the line. That's perpendicular, right there. That's what we're going to measure up to. How's that wall look? Well, let me drop a line on it. What do you think about that door? That door's square? Let me drop a line on it. I'll tell you in just a second if that door's square. That line's square. That line's perpendicular, right there. Lord says, I'm going to lay in Zion for a foundation of stone. I'm going to lay a tried stone, a precious cornerstone. I'm going to judge every man by him. That's what he said. Every man's going to be judged by, according to, the Lord Jesus Christ. Judgment, verse 17, I'm going to lay to the line. And your covenant, verse 18, with death shall be disannulled. What he's saying here is this. You've made an agreement. I'm with agreement in hell, as far as hell is concerned. I've made my peace with God. I walked down the aisle. I gave the Lord my heart. I joined the church. I've been baptized. I'm there. He said, your covenant with death is going to be disannulled. Your agreement with hell, she's not going to stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then you shall be trodden down by it. From the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you. For morning by morning shall it pass over, day by day and by night, and it shall be a vexation only to understand the report. Now look at this. For the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower, and he can wrap himself in it. It's coming a time, Scripture says, the Lord said, I'm going to lay the plummet. I'm going to take the tried stone. I've laid in Zion a cornerstone, true stone, Christ Himself. And I'll judge every man by Him. And in that day, whenever that line is laid, and you're judged by it, if you don't measure up, if you're not in Him, if you're not found in Him, the bed, you're not in Him, He said, your refuge lies going to be swept away. And in that day, He said, a man that's made himself a bed. My dad used to tell me this. He said, well, you made your bed, you're going to sleep in it. You ever heard that? That's what he's saying. Man, he said that to me a lot, I tell you. But I'm telling you, Scripture says that in that day, if they be not in Him who is the bed, in that day, He said, your bed's going to be shorter than you can lay yourself on. Can you stretch yourself? And the cover won't be enough cover to cover you. There won't be enough covering. Behold His bed. Look at Him. That's Christ. The bed the surety, the rest, the peace, the safety of the bride herself. This bed, Christ Himself, is one in whom she rests because she rests from her works and rests in His work. Bed speaks of rest. I lay down, you know, I get tired, I'm going to lay down. Boy, nothing feels better than that bed. You know, I'm going to lay down and I'm going to rest. He's the bed of the bride. David said, He hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure, this is all my salvation. Lord willing, that's why I'm going to preach on this, that verse right there, Sunday morning. The everlasting covenant. David said, this is all my salvation. This is all my salvation. He made with me an everlasting covenant. Behold, His bed. That new covenant. That better covenant. Established upon better promises. The Scripture says concerning His bed, which is Solomon's, not man's. It's not the Lord Jesus Christ plus man's best efforts. It's not Christ plus anything. It's Solomon's. It's His. It's the Lord Jesus. Behold His bed, which is Solomon's. 70 valiant men are about it, of the valiant men of Israel. That says this, that the Lord protects the rest of His bride. He protects her. That bed is Solomon's. The devices of the enemy shall not annul, disturb the rest of the bride. Now that's comforting to me. That bride's bed is protected. I know that this terminology is symbolic. 70 valiant men. I know that it's symbolic. But what it's saying is that bed is secure. 70, you know, 60 men. Now you know, you think about it. If you could imagine a carriage coming through a city and there's 60 valiant men around that, you know, you might think twice before you tried to get in there and cause harm to whoever. That's symbolism, but that's saying that the bride is secure. I know that though we're compassed about with dangers, the Lord Himself protects His people. These 70 men are not protecting the bride in themselves. Psalm 34:7 says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them." It's the Lord, the angel of the everlasting covenant, who is our strength. But He has ordained means by which He protects. The Lord has posted guards and watchmen who watch for the souls of God's elect. That's what Hebrews 13:17 says. He protects His people. The Lord has committed unto men, unto pastors, the ministry of preaching the gospel. And those men in themselves, there's no strength in those men themselves. Who's sufficient for these things? These frail creatures, just dust. But it's by and through the message that these men preach. Those men are men. But the Scripture says here, behold His bed, which is Solomon. 70 valiant men are about it, of the valiant of Israel. 70. You know what that means? There's enough. God. Psalm 68:11 says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it." God calls men. There's enough. I know that some say, I heard someone say that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm paraphrasing this, it couldn't have been a believer. Church of the Lord Jesus Christ on perilous grounds today. Boy, if things keep going, let me tell you something. The church is secure. Don't you ever think that it's not. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ, He has loved this church before the foundation of the world. The Father chose them in Christ before the foundation of the world. Sent His only begotten Son to come into this world, pay her debt. And He did it. Earned a righteousness for her. Called her out of darkness. Charged her. Gave her righteousness that will stand before Him. Keeps her by His power. You think she's going to fail? No. These that surround this bed, says these valiant men, they all hold swords. Well, you know what that means. That's the Word of God. That's what the Scripture says. The Word of the Lord. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is quick." That means alive and powerful. That means effectual. And sharper than any two-edged sword. These men are valiant men. You remember in Judges when Gideon was standing over by a tree and an angel came up to him and says, "Ho, thou mighty man of valor." Gideon, paraphrasing it, said, "Me? You talking to me?" What was it that made Gideon valiant? God made him valiant. God gave him a word. God made him what he was. These men are valiant men. They all hold swords. They know what their weapon is. The Word of Almighty God. Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation." If Almighty God is going to call out anybody, man, woman, boy, girl, call them out of darkness, He'll do it with the gospel. You send a preacher, Spirit of God will take that word and bless it to their heart. He'll give them a heart to believe it, and they'll believe it. Say, "Lord, I come. Have mercy on me." Gave them a heart, willing in the day of His power. That's what will happen. These men right here, 60, 80, valiant men, all hold swords, and they're expert, Scripture says. Expert in war. They're not novices. They're not a novice. They're taught by God. They're grounded in truth. Man, that God has given a heart for the Lord Jesus Christ and a heart for His people. They love His people because He loves His people. I believe Almighty God has got a people. He sends a pastor for those people, and He has a heart for them, and they have a heart for Him. That's the way it is. That's what Jeremiah 3 said. "I'll give you pastors according to My heart, and they'll feed you with knowledge and understanding." And these valiant men are there, the Scripture says, in the last part of that verse 8, "Every man hath his sword upon his thigh because of the fear in the night." We wrestle not, Paul said in Ephesians 6:12, against flesh and blood, but against the rulers of the darkness of this world. We're traveling through this world. You get up and you go to work, or you go to your respective places, and we're in this world. We're not of this world. We're wrestling. You wrestle. You wrestle within. You wrestle without. You wrestle. And it's the most comforting thing to come and to sit in this is where God Almighty has been pleased to feed His people and wash them with the hearing of the Word. And the Spirit of God takes it and blesses it to them, feeds them, and they hear and they rejoice in it. And He protects them. You come and you hear of Him who is her bed, her rest, His. And these men that God's raised up. And then the Scripture says that He has taken these men and guarded her. As I said a while ago, these men are but dust. And they themselves will say, who's sufficient for these things? But He who has called us will provide for us. Psalm 28:7 says, the Lord is my strength and He's my shield. That means this, He's my strength in salvation. He's my strength in providence. My heart trusteth in Him and I'm helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth and with my song will I praise Him. Amen. Well, let's just take our hymnals. Let's have a closing hymn. 296. 296.